Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Here in the Vatican, Pope Benedict is on retreat. He's cancelled all audiences and taking time for a week of meditation and prayer, away from the buzz of daily appointments and hopefully worries. Curiously, when in 1929 the Pope at the time instituted this retreat of the papal household by means of an encyclical by the Latin title of Mens Nostra, the then Joseph Ratzinger was a mere two-year-old toddler. Curiously, too, in this encyclical, in which Pius XI promoted spiritual exercises for the entire church, he highlighted how he felt that the most grave disease of the then modern age was lack of spiritual reflection. This encyclical came on the heels of an apostolic constitution by the title of Summorum Pontificium, in which he had proclaimed St. Ignatius of Loyola patron of spiritual exercises. Well, this annual retreat has taken place almost every year since then, and almost always in the Vatican. Although, for the record, it was not until the pontificate of Paul VI that these spiritual exercises took place in Lent. Before that, they were held during the first week in Advent. Another item which might interest you as regards the spiritual exercises of the Pope with his papal household was that from the very beginning, the Jesuits took centre stage as preachers, a natural consequence, perhaps, of the Ignatian charism in this respect. But getting back to us, in 2007, the preacher this year is the Archbishop Emeritus of the central Italian city of Bologna, Cardinal Giacomo Biffi. And the theme of his preaching is Things Above, a reference to St. Paul's letter advising early Christians to think of what is above and not what is on earth. So the Pope is being preached to this time. He's on the listening end of things. Unlike in November this year when he delivered a memorable four-part catechesis 4 weeks in a row on this apostle. In this series, he began by taking a look at St. Paul's biography, going on to focus the following week on this apostle's new outlook.
St. Paul's example shows us that faith must be expressed in a daily life marked by humble adoration and praise of God, constant gratitude for his mercy, and a spirit of joyful trust in his gracious love revealed to the world in Christ Jesus, his Son.
The last of these November reflections focused in a special way on St. Paul and the Church.
St. Paul's encounter with the risen Lord on the way to Damascus led him to understand that in persecuting the church, he was persecuting Christ himself. Paul was thus converted both to Christ and the church.
But it was in the penultimate of Pope Benedict's catechetical reflections that he focused on St. Paul and the Spirit.
We now turn to his teaching on the Holy Spirit. St. Paul not only presents the Holy Spirit as the driving force of the Church's mission, he also speaks of the Spirit's presence and activity in the life of each individual Christian. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the risen Lord, the Spirit of adoption poured into our hearts, by which we become in Christ sons and daughters of the Father. True prayer is thus a fruit of the Spirit's presence within us. Paul teaches us that the Holy Spirit is a pledge and guarantee of the inheritance awaiting us in heaven.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.